A Haiti outreach moves towards resuming ministry. World Hope moves beyond Port-au-Prince and finds devastation. And Eritrea's crackdown on Christians yields deadly results. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Even as aid trickles into what remains of Port-au-Prince, quake survivors are leaving in droves. Many are leaving with nothing but the clothes on their backs and heading for what used to be home. The International Christian Development Mission, or ICDM, is gearing up to provide relief and support to alleviate the strain on the resources in Gonaïves, Cap Haitien, and other areas. ICDM's Yvan Pierre.
We got to be helping the people to find water, food, shelter, and also continue to have our children to go to school so the children can start being children again.
They've also got their hands full rebuilding the School of Evangelism, which collapsed. They were hoping to resume classes within a month. What's driving their urgency?
We have been praying for renewal for Haiti. So this is a good time, a time of harvest.
They're starting over again. Despite losing so much, the teams remain hopeful in Christ. You can help with financial support and you can
pray for us. Ministers there would continue really to preach and to reach out to the people with the love of Christ.
Meanwhile, many ministries are going directly to Port-au-Prince to bring aid to Haiti, but surrounding areas are still desperate for help. World Hope International's Carl Eastlack recently returned from a trip to these areas.
We found when we got out there that it was just devastation. Jacmel, Laogan, some of these other places where we have orphanages that we work with and hospitals and schools, and we just found devastation upon devastation.
World Hope has planned to set up a long-term project mainly outside the city.
We've identified 10 sites. Three of them are in the city of Port-au-Prince, and the other seven are outside the city. We're doing our initial round of food and water and medicine and shelter. And through the end of February, that's our primary emphasis.
Come March or April, World Hope will send teams in of pastors, medical professionals, and general helpers to start rebuilding what they've lost while sharing Christ's love. Go to our website to see how you can get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Schooling has been put on hold for now in Haiti. Worldwide Christian Schools reports that one of their partners suffered significant damage to the building. The staff is all safe, but they're desperate for outside help to make repairs to their school building. Worldwide is still waiting for information about the condition of many of the other schools in Haiti. In the meantime, the ministry is looking for volunteers for a rebuilding process. Pray about serving the Lord and His people in this way. Details can be found at our website. Meanwhile, yet another Christian has died in the face of persecution in one of Eritrea's detention centers. Hanna Hagas Asgadam died of a heart attack while being kept in solitary confinement. Preceding her death, she was beaten with an iron rod. Open Doors believes that this was because she maintained her testimony. Days earlier, a pastor was released from prison for health reasons. The Eritrean government continues its crackdown on Christians. Over 2,000 are now being held against their will because they follow Christ. Keep praying. And over 1,500 pastors made various commitments to the Lord after Sammy Tippett spoke at the Brazilian Baptist Convention. Afterwards, Tippett met with many of the Brazilian leaders and decided to start a new project.
I'm going to bring together 10 young emerging evangelists from the nation of Brazil.
Tippett will work with and mentor these evangelists for 10 years. He's excited for the process, but foresees one obstacle.
Probably the greatest challenge will be to teach them and train them and how to build a financial base for the work of the evangelist, because they're not used to doing that.
Pray that God would bring the right evangelist so that
in the next 10 years we can see a whole new generation raised up that will reach their own country, and not only their own country, but can be a sending force into other countries to reach them for Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, our church, and society. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.